All right, welcome to Impact 103, and thank you so much for tuning in. We have Pastor Daphne with us again with a moment with Mama Daph, where you get to receive pearls of wisdom from the Holy Spirit, and we can tackle social questions, things that you are wanting to find truth and perspectives of God from. It's such a beautiful time. So welcome, Pastor Daphne, again to Moments with Mama Daph.
Thank you again. Thank you so much.
So awesome always to have you on the show. I keep on getting people saying to me on how they really enjoy just unpacking these different things and how they really enjoy listening because of the pearls of wisdom that actually come out of it. And I want to kind of go back to the discussion that we had on Christmas, because we kind of need to break into truth. Break out of all the discrepancies that actually formed around this Christmas celebration, because it really does take away on the meaning and the celebration and the joy that's supposed to be in the season. So I want to come to a question that's actually talking about, how did these discrepancies for Christmas really start?
Absolutely. The Puritans in the 16th and 17th centuries, they wanted to deny the legitimacy of Christmas. So they pointed out that the date it was celebrated on, and they began like a big debate about that. So people say, well, what is a Puritan? A Puritan is a person or a religious group that has censorial moral beliefs. I mean, they want everything to be censored, especially about self-indulgence and sex, which is what the festivals at that time were about. Again, going back to our last show, Christmas was never about that, but the other festivals at that time were. So the Puritans didn't agree with Queen Elizabeth I, and so they brought up this whole discrepancy. Unfortunately, the Bible doesn't mention the exact date for the birth of Jesus Christ, although some evidence suggests that his birth may have occurred in the spring. And it was kind of based on this loose idea of, well, why would shepherds be herding in the middle of winter? Yeah. But nothing is actually conclusive. And who knows why the shepherds could have been herding in the winter? We have no idea how God does things. But it's just kind of conclusive that nobody really knows the exact date. So the Puritans brought that up as a form to disagree with the queen at the time, disagree with the church at the time, and there had been a whole bunch of reformation from the church that had started. So where did the date actually come from? So the date, actually, Pope Julius I chose December 25th, according to what's called the liturgical or the church calendar. And it was commonly believed that the church chose this date in an effort to replace all of those pagan festivities and self-indulgence, mischief, and damage and traditions of those pagan festivals that was around that time of year. So to actually replace it and declare a national, which has now become global, holiday for family to celebrate Jesus Christ. So Christmas wasn't an official holiday up until this time that we talked about in the fourth century. So he picked a date, because it wasn't in the Bible, he picked a date that would actually bring in the glory of God during a very hedonistic festival season and give the church and the family something to celebrate, which was the birth of Jesus, because only Easter, the resurrection of Jesus, was an official holiday. So the birth of Jesus became just as important, and the church picked a date and started the Christmas festival. So having said all of that, again, when it comes to Christmas as a Christian, the main thing you have to ask yourself is, why are you celebrating Christmas? Is it the original tension of why the church started it and going back to actually the birth of Jesus and what he is and who he is in your life, your relationship with Jesus? Is it really a beautiful time to celebrate him, love on him, give gifts out of love? Or is it a materialistic thing? Or is it something that's just a tradition? Or is it something that you don't really even know why you celebrate? But coming to terms with that And then what, if you're a man, what are you teaching your family as the head of the household at that time? If you're a mom, what are you teaching your children about their moral beliefs and their character? And what do you stand for? Is it all about commercialism? Is it about money? Is it about me, 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 me? What did I get? Did you get me something? How many presents did they get? How come I only got two? Like, what are you teaching your children at this time? And then coming back to the heart of God, of why he even put Jesus on the earth in the first place, and celebrating him, just like I would celebrate you on your birthday, or you would celebrate me on my birthday. It's an honor. It's an honor to be able to celebrate Jesus, and keeping it right there. So we sing happy birthday to Jesus, and we have gifts that we give each other to say, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Teach us how to love purely.
You touched on something that was so beautiful when you said that Jesus was sent here for a reason. And the first thing that comes to my mind when Jesus actually broke out into his ministry was he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. And that's what Jesus brings. He brings the kingdom. So it's all, what I really have received out of this is, even when we look at the Pope and what he was trying to do in the society, trying to bring a kingdom culture, framing the culture around the event as a kingdom-based moment, a kingdom-based celebration, where you're able to bring the aspects of the kingdom and the heart and the mindset of the kingdom into your reality. Excellent. Amen. Oh,
exactly.
I love it.
That's it. And isn't that what we're called to do as Christians in our everyday life? We're supposed to bring the light.
Exactly.
So everywhere we go, we are supposed to bring the kingdom. And that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to take a very dark, hedonistic time and then put the light in it and create a celebration for our Lord and Savior that families could have a different focus during that time of year and really celebrate what Jesus did
Amen.
For us
Amen.
On his birthday.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Daphne, again, for being here on Being Real and for explaining, going into depth a little bit more about what the history was surrounding Christmas and what God was actually, his intention was when he placed those thoughts in the minds of the people at that time. And if you want to listen to, again, these podcasts or Moments with Mama Daph, please, if you can just log on to www.impactradio.co.za and go through to our podcast section underneath on-air content, you'll be able to find all of these Moments with Mama Daph where you are able to really receive pearls of wisdom that we can apply to our understanding, apply to our lives, just that come directly from the Holy Spirit. So thank you so much, Pastor Daph, and we'll see you again next time.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.